Life isn't as simple as going from A to B, because most of the good stuff happens at C, D, and E. So buckle in to Between Two Beers, the podcast that asks famous folk about their journeys.
This week, we talk to Karen O'Leary.
I feel bad for people that have like trained purposely their whole lives to do what I've been lucky enough to do. But then also part of me and my own philosophy as well, if you're a positive person and you give things a go, then, you know, opportunities will come your way.
New episodes every Sunday on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Agenda, an alternative commentary collective podcast.
All right, another scenario that we couldn't elbow into the podcast. From now on, James McConey, you're only allowed to visit one website for as long as you are alive. What site are you picking? What site are you picking there? You could be really boring and go a news site, isn't it? Because it would refresh all the time. That'd be quite a boring one to do, but quite logical for me.
Yeah, and really? You just go news, wouldn't you?
Well, yeah, because it's like, it's got sport, it's got, you know, like, I know people are going to say, you're thinking it now, you're thinking your YouPorns, you're thinking your RedTubes, I know exactly what you're thinking, but...
Are you allowed YouTube, though? Is that, because it's got everything.
Yeah, that's
Well, then that's, YouTube's pretty much, it's got all the TV, it's got the deep dive, it's got the nostalgia, it's got the stupid, when you think of a music video or a song and you start going way, way into...
True. It's got music, everything, isn't it?
Maybe you have to say no YouTube because it's too easy.
Yeah, that is everything. But apart from if you're looking for some, going to a deep dive into a category, you're not going to get there in YouTube, if you know what I mean.
Can I recommend something on YouTube?
Yeah.
Harry Hill's TV Burp. It's a funny show that he's one of my heroes, Harry Hill. He is a comedian and he wears glasses.
And the big collar.
And the big collar and bald head. And he's just kind of like, how would you say, just irreverent. And not too filthy, although he's still a little bit filthy.
Right.
And in the sense that, and he just lampoons all the shows that are on TV, in particular British shows. He'll show a scene from EastEnders or whatever, and then he'll recreate it almost perfectly and sometimes get the actors to play along as well. So he obviously heads down to the studios and says, hey, can I film a little bit of EastEnders here?
I'll have to look at that. Well, I've got a YouTube recommendation if we're going into that as well.
Yeah, okay.
This is a great one, and I can't believe it. You know, even if you played it these days on TV, there would be probably some sort of protest and riot.
Yeah.
But there's two series. There's one called The Day Today.
I love The Day Today.
The Day Today by Chris Morris. And then there's Brass Eye, which is another one before that. And it's basically a mockumentary of, you know, the 60 Minutes and 2020.
Yeah.
And then it's like, today we look at pedophiles. And they have a whole series on pedophiles.
Yeah.
And it is the funniest, most inappropriate fucking thing. The day-to-day pedophiles. And like that thing like goes, like, one pedophile was sentenced to life imprisonment in space. But as the rocket went up, they discovered there was a five-year-old child on board.
Oh, no.
This is what they said. Yeah, this is probably the worst case scenario that could have happened. It's like, this pedophile dressed up as a school. And there's they've got security footage of a guy dressed up as a school walking down the street. It is highly inappropriate, but the Day Today and Brass Eye.
I know. My mates in England, when I got over there, I think the Day Today had just finished a few series and they were playing it to me. And Alan Partridge came from the Day Today.
Yeah, he did.
Steve Coogan.
Foot like a fucking traction engine. That's
exactly
what
they say. Yeah. Back of the net. And then they have this their European correspondent called Patrick O'Hanrahan.
Yes.
And I remember he would do a news report and they'd ask him, you know, like the live cross, and they'd say, and what did he say? And he says, and the premier said, I like it, I don't like it, but I'll go along with it. And he'd say, well, he's from Germany, isn't he? So what exactly did he say? And it'd be like, ick, nickton, lichten. He goes, you didn't talk to him at all, did you? And he goes, no. And then it's the end of the live cross. But it's not as bad as, I feel so bad saying this, that guy from 3 News, News Hub or whatever it's called, who did the poor guy, the eclipse one. They're talking about the best place to watch an eclipse. And oh my goodness.
No,
he's trying to say, is it an eclipse or...
I can't remember. Was that the one where he just went,
you go outside. He said it was about going outside, but I think he meant to say go outside of town.
Right.
And then he just lost. And then halfway through the cross, he just gives up and just says, back to you, Sasha. And that's it.
There's a,
He just said he was, and I thought, you're so close, man. All you need to say is you go outside of town. But he kept on saying inside of, I don't know what it, but I think it was just away from light pollution to see whatever event it was.
Yeah, right. So there you go, YouTube. But okay, if it's not YouTube, because that's too easy.
YouTube's too easy.
I'm going to go a news website because I reckon even, you know, if I want my spills and thrills late at night when I can't sleep, I reckon I could find it somewhere on a news site to get me over the line. Somewhere, whether it be the beach volleyball highlights or something, I know I can find it on a news website.
Yeah.
So maybe a global news website like the Washington Post or something like that rather than some crusty local one.
Yeah, I do like The Onion. I need my satirical
in
stuff.
In Tudor Times?
Yeah, Batuta Advocate.
Batuta Advocate.
I mean, even having Sky Sport now is probably cheating, isn't it? You know, because I'm obviously saying that as a person who works there, but...
Oh, yeah, true. That's a website. Yeah, you're right. I didn't think of that.
Maybe if you cut out video content, because that's pretty much... That sorts you for life, doesn't it, really?
Well, Sky Sport now doesn't have the... You wouldn't know what's going on in world politics or world affairs, would you, at all?
No, but you can find out. You can listen to the radio and watch TV for that, though, can't you?
Oh yeah, true. I'm just picturing myself locked in a room with a computer, and that's it, and I can only watch one, only exposed to one form of media.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Sky Sport now is good, but I'm going to stick with some sort of news website to get me over the line in hard times.
Yeah, not Instagram. You don't want to see Matt Heath's
holiday
post
in Rotorua.
Hashtag ad, hashtag influencer.
Hashtag adventure week, hashtag free week.
Yeah, he's still there. I tell you what, I would ideally you'd have the Air New Zealand app or something to book flights on. Imagine having to do that manually for the rest of your days.
Ringing out Cheryl, even though they're perfectly nice in the call center. Having to book on the phone would just be such a baller.
Yeah, that's
you'd have
a pain.
To spell your name out like Indigo Charlie Hector
Lauderdale.
Try Lauderdale, that. Is that with a
you
a
know
U?
What it's with? You know very well.
Oh, very good.
Okay.
You've been listening to the ACC's Agenda podcast. For more episodes, subscribe on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.
New Zealand's steamiest podcast, Sex.Life, is back for season 2. Binge the first episodes now.
My favourite was the wrestling night. When I whipped off my skirt and high heels and I was just in that bodysuit and mask.
Yeah.
And I had the mountain man.
Yeah.
Rolling around.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Sex.life, new episode every Wednesday. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks to Wild Secrets.